basically 21 days, 21 artists, 21 impacts. The whole collection sold on auction for nearly $2 million. That was how everything was born. And then they decided to appoint Gordon Froude as the curator of the extension, which I was a part of. That's why I decided to focus on Saint Corona, because I think we need a saint or a savior or a hero for this time. I think the virus worldwide is affecting poorer communities incredibly deeply. And it also brought to the fore the fact that there is such incredible disparity in our country. We have extremely rich people and extremely poor people. And I think this is exactly what happened with this virus. It exposed that terrible reality. Most of my works at the moment deals about what's happening, how the virus influenced people and the political climate in our country. I've just done two very interesting dry points. They're quite critical. But I've also worked on large canvases. I finished 350 by 120 centimeter canvases, very large. And they really dealt with healing and aging and how old people seems to be more affected by this virus and people with comorbidities. So I've been very fortunate here that I can stay in the moment in my studio and just work. It's really a privilege. The incredible thing about the lockdown initiative so far is that it paid almost 330 grants to our vulnerable artists, which is incredible because some artists really don't have food to eat. You know that art is considered a luxury, and it's even listed as number one of non-essential jobs in South Africa, which is really sad because the chair that you sit on, the computer that you work on, the pencil, everything was designed by an artist. So I wasn't happy to see that we are considered completely non-essential. And then also, I would like to add that Prof. Mark Auslander, the director of the State Museum in Michigan in the U.S., and Professor Pamela Alara at the Boston Arts Academy wrote an incredible blog about this lockdown collection. And they actually said that it's one of the most important initiatives in this time in the world. More interesting news is the image of Saint Corona will also be printed in a book, coffee table book in India about this time. And it's also used on the social media platform of the World Health Organization that are also working with artists during this time. So it's far and reach the international reach of my work, and I'm really proud about that.